What's your dog destroyed?
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
My dog Mocha is my favorite Wicket. But I am also his favorite, which means when I leave the house, he becomes very upset.
Okay.
And he tries to get to me. Mocha and I have been together for 11 years. And
how big is Mocha? What kind of dog is Mocha?
Mocha is 14.8 pounds. He is, we think, a Chihuahua Manchester Terrier mix. Definitely a mix of Chihuahua and something.
Okay. 14 pounds of fury.
We have not done a DNA test. But he's
Chihuahua.
Oh, now
I know what to get you for Christmas. Bang in the dog DNA test.
I mean, does it matter? Doesn't matter what he is.
Doesn't Mocha want to know who he really is?
I don't need to know. I like to think I'm his mother. So, over the years, we've gotten better with our separation anxiety. We've done all sorts of things to work on it. So, mm-hmm. I've left him home by himself frequently over the last several years, and it's been fine. But my dog, Lily, has been in a cone because she's scratching her eye. And she's been going with me out and about because I have to monitor her. So, I left Mocha.
No. Oh, no.
Home with the cat to keep him company.
And
I took Lily with me because I have to watch her so she doesn't scratch her eye again.
Jealousy. Straight up jealousy. That's what this is.
I was barely gone. We went to run an errand. I get back, and there's glass everywhere. Mocha had been so upset that he hurled his 14.8 pound Chihuahua body hard enough through the glass of the exterior door to break the glass.
Was there any glass in the dog? Is the dog okay? Is Mocha
okay.
All right? Okay.
That's
right.
Why it's okay to talk about this, because it wasn't some sort of a tragedy that I'm crying about right now.
Because if Mocha's listening right now, Mocha's like, stop talking about me running into a glass door, Mom.
Now, he jumps on, I mean, this has been probably a long time coming. This is not the fault of the glass. He jumps on the glass when I get home. Woof, woof, woof. I'm so happy to see you.
He's jumped the two times I've been to your house to drop stuff off.
Yeah.
Or three times or whatever.
So he apparently jumped so hard, he broke the glass. God. Now, I'm not sure if he went totally through the glass at the time or if it just shattered enough to scare him, because he didn't have any glass on him. He didn't get cut, which is great.
Great.
But now I need a new door. And that's great. I mean, I'm so happy that that's all I need. So we've got a post up on Facebook. You can see his adorable little face.
It is a cute photo.
And it really begs the question about you and what your pets have done.
515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Matt Fowler.
Where you at, Matt?
Searsboro, right outside of New Sharon.
What's your dog destroyed?
I don't have him anymore. St. Bernard. He destroyed the inside of a van.
So what was the inside of the van like before and then after?
Before, it had a headrest. After that, it had no seats.
No seats?
He ate the whole driver's seat because he got locked in the van because I was in jail.
Okay.
This story just got more interesting.
I know.
How long was he in the van?
Just 5, 10, 20 minutes. I don't know. I was in jail.
Oh, my God.
That's the shortest jail stay ever.
Was your dog Beethoven?
I was in jail. He was in the van because they couldn't control him because, you know, he listened to me.
Oh, I see.
Gotcha. So your dog is a St. Bernard that tears everything up. Is your dog Beethoven?
Probably. He probably was.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Matt.
Yep. You guys have a good day.
Me too. Gwen hanging on. What is your dog destroyed?
It's actually not a dog. It's a rabbit.
Mm.
Even better.
Last time we let our rabbit just roam around, he chewed through all the cables in the back of our computer.
That is not good.
Yeah, it was not cheap.
Did the rabbit get hurt? That it wasn't like electrical wires, like the rabbit got hurt, right?
No, oh no.
Okay.
He's quite a vicious thing, and he does the craziest things, and those aren't even appropriate to talk about on air.
Okay, I don't want to go there.
So
Well, thanks, Gwen.
Thanks, Gwen. Scott.
No, you're Gwen. That's Heather. I'm
yeah,
Wicked.
I'm Gwen. You're Wicked.
Right.
And then there's Heather on the side.
Wait, I'm the side piece?
Yes!
I'm having to counterbalance earlier with, Greg and the whole, Team Heather.
But I'm not a side piece!
Side piece Heather. I love this. New nickname.
Heather. He's trying to cram 12 pounds of meat into me, Wicked.
Wicked. Wicked is bad for my health. Mornings on
Laser 103.3. Laser, who's this?
This is Gage.
Gage, where are you calling from, bro?
I'm on my way to Grimes.
Gage, what is your dog destroyed?
It actually wasn't my dog. It was my cat, probably like maybe a little inappropriate, but bad. I got a brand new bong, and my cat knocked it off my desk and shattered it.
Okay. Oh!
How much did you pay for this bong?
I think it was about like $80.
$80? Oh, man. And I'm sure it was for tobacco only, right?
Yes.
Right, good, yeah. good. Well, we have to make sure in case legal's listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you still have the cat?
No.
That was the last straw. I kicked the cat out at that point.
No, Wicked. The cat was just making a concerted effort to help. It was smoking cessation. Is
that what
it
is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yep, I love you guys.
We love you.
Later, Gage.
Laser, who's this?
This is Chucky.
Hey, Chucky. What is your dog destroying?
She gets in my chest of drawers and gets my socks out.
Yes!
She goes after your socks?
Yeah, every time I come home, there's another sock or two in the living room. I don't know how she's doing it, but I finally told her, I'm going to run out of socks, and I hope you don't learn how to open the refrigerator, because she starts drinking beer, I'm going to have to do something.
That's when you kick her out.
Well, this is also why I don't wear underwear most of the time. My dogs will get at my underwear.
Hey, we're on the same page. I never wear underwear.
It's just like you get sick of bleeding money. You're just buying it. They get in the drawer. They pull it out. It's fun for them somehow.
Put the underwear in the top shelf or the top drawer. What?
So weird, though.
You have a chihuahua. This thing can't climb.
That's true.
Maybe the cats can.
You're the only man, Wicked, that I've ever met that was like, wear some underwear, Heather.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're... Not wearing underwear is never an option for me. All right?
Why?
There's chafing. There's uncomfortableness. There's often denim involved.
This
it's not going to be good down there.
Yoga pants were invented.
I'm not wearing yoga pants.
Oh, we'll talk about that.
I'm not wearing yoga pants.
Heather. You don't have to drive all the way to Cincinnati to see a drug deal.
Wicked. If you win and you need someone to go with you, I will tell you to take Heather because I have three kids. Mornings on
Laser 103.3. Laser, who's this?
Sammy.
Where are you calling from?
Where am I? I'm in Altoona heading to Indianola.
Boom.
You seem to be dead locked in on your location.
Yeah.
What is your pet destroyed?
My divorce furniture.
Your what?
Divorced furniture.
So is this furniture that you got in the divorce?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, I've never heard that term before.
I love it.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it was that she only destroyed the cushions that the ex sat on.
Oh.
Yeah, and she never met the ex, so.
She just felt the bad vibes coming off of it.
She's like, I'm with you, Mom.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Well, thank you for the call.
Absolutely. Thank
and
you.
Good luck figuring out where you are.
We love you.
Bye.
Laser, good morning. Who's this?
This is Dee.
Dee, where are you calling from?
Des Moines.
Dee, what is your pet destroyed?
Mesh screen. I go through probably 5 or 6 of those during the season because I don't want to get in a storm door, and I feel it's still cheaper to get the mesh doors, but she annihilates them when she wants to be inside.
This all started because Heather's dog destroyed the glass lower half of the door yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get a screen because if glass can't contain that monster.
Screens and him. No way.
Oh, I know. Glass in her. A wood fence. I have a wood fence gate for my deck, and she has chewed that. And, it's like it's a constant trying to outsmart her or outmaneuver her. And I've gotten a metal grate over it, so she at least is somewhat safe. But, yeah, that's our challenge now.
Oh, I feel you because people laughed at me when I got my 8-foot fence. But this dog, he'll do anything to get to me. And I love him. And I love that he loves me. But it is hard to contain him.
Yes. Well, I feel you. And, new budget for us, huh?
Yeah.
What's my dog going to destroy budget? That's what it's called.
It's the 401k9 is what you have to save money for.
I love that. Well, we might call again and swap stories and ideas maybe sometime.
I like it.
You guys should have a Facebook group. How cute would that be?
I know.
Des Moines Dog Moms.
A very popular group.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
What says Facebook Wicket for what is your dog destroyed?
Michael says, my old dog destroyed a can of baby formula when my daughter was a baby. I'd love to know the... Actually, maybe I don't want to know the afters on that. And then Brant from Up in Smoke, the competitive barbecue team.
Brant!
He says, my 24-pound Jack Russell once got a 28-ounce sirloin off the counter and ate the entire thing while we were gone. She was so full, she couldn't even jump on the couch for 3 days and waddled everywhere she walked.
Yeah, I mean, see, it's like the jumping giant heights and the getting into a can... Much like when people have to lift a car to save a baby, like it's like dogs go into this superhero mode.
And eat your underwear?
And they do feats of strength because you're talking about little tiny dogs. I don't know how my little tiny dog was able to break through a glass door.
14-pound Chihuahua monster.
Determined is what he was.
515-244-1033. What have your dogs... or your cats or whatever. What have they destroyed? It's up on Facebook and Twitter as well, at Laser1033.
The good news is my dog did not get hurt. The bad news is he broke through a glass door. Not a storm door. Like an actual...
Like the bottom half of your door is glass. Like how big... Like halfway up the door is glass or the whole door?
The whole door is glass, but the panes are separated.
Okay,
so it was
okay.
Half... Oh, God. Half of it.
Are you going to replace the glass pane or are you going to replace the door?
I've got a temporary on right now because okay. When I moved into the house, they had like a shed of temporary pieces of glass. So I've got something in there right now so the animals can't jump through it.
Smart.
But I need a new door and I need one with no glass on it because clearly...
you can't contain this monster who's 14 pounds.
He loves me, and I left, and he wanted to be with me, and I thought we were over this separation anxiety problem, but apparently we were not over it.
The problem is you left with the other dog in your arms.
I know.
That is showing favoritism, and the favorite doesn't like it when you're not paying attention to the favorite. Heather.
So basically, I was just staring at you because of this room, you're the favorite. So I got to pay attention to you, Wicket. You're the squeaky wheel right now.
This is your fault.
Apparently.
This is your fault. So we're asking, what is your dog busted, broken? 515-244-1033. Laser, good morning. What's your name?
Annie.
Annie, where are you calling from?
Newton this morning.
Breaking news. She's not in Pella. Annie, what is your dog destroyed?
Well, my dog's a chewer, mm-hmm. So she's chewed up my daughter's Tulip Time costume.
Okay, describe the Tulip Time costume.
Okay, so they're these little Dutch costumes, and they have, like, skirt with a little, like, old-fashioned blouse, apron, bonnet, like, kerchief they tie around their neck. She destroyed the apron.
Now, did you make this by hand? Because I know you're handy.
I crochet. I don't sew.
Okay, okay. Gotcha.
Get it right, Heather. She crochets.
I don't sew.
Okay.
Every time I've tried to... The machines just don't like me, so at best I can stitch on a button.
I want a Tulip Time. Do they make them in my size?
They do make them in adult sizes. Oh, I've seen plenty of adults over Tulip Time rocking some pretty elaborate costumes.
I want to dress up as an actual tulip.
And then go to the Tulip Festival in Pella?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
But don't park in Annie's driveway.
Yes, dude.
don't park in my driveway.
Annie, you rock. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.
Laser, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Allison, calling from Bondurant.
Allison, what's your dog destroyed?
My windowsills, actually.
All of them?
Two of them. My living room one and my bedroom one, because when he was a puppy, he chewed on everything.
My babies do that with cribs. Like, when they're very young, they eat away at the paint.
Yeah.
mine did that when they were babies, too.
Yeah.
I had that problem and the wooden stairs. I feel you on this.
Yeah, my dog, when he was a puppy, he ate the windowsills, he ate the couch, he ate the walls.
I feel like Wicket. We talked about the 401k9 earlier. It's the savings plan to replace the things that your pets break. I mean,
it's a good idea.
I was looking at doors. And I'm just happy I'm getting out of this for less than $500.
Oh, way under.
I've never purchased an exterior door before.
Go to the Habitat for Humanity stores. There's one in Urbandale and in Des Moines. If you want to go to a big box, you're gonna have a brand new one. Obviously, if you go to like a Lowe's or a Home Depot or Menards or whatever, but you'll find a door affordable. Not $500, way under $500.
Right now, Lowe's has me.
Okay.
By pocketbook.
If you want, I'll go to Lowe's with you.
Because I've got a credit card with them.
I'll go to Lowe's with you. I always love going to Lowe's.
Can we go to Costco afterwards? Because I've never been to Costco.
Yes, okay. We can. Big West Des Moines tour. Over on the Laser Facebook page, Mary's miniature sheep doodle, Cooper, ate her daughter's high-heeled dressy shoe, strap, buckle, and all. Like the buckle, like isn't that metal? Does that matter? Susan said, my dog got her cone off. I know you have a dog with a cone right now.
Lily is currently in a cone.
My dog got her cone off and started scratching herself and sprayed blood everywhere. I came home and thought someone was killed.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. And Liz says, my little weirdo Ringo has done a lot of damage. Actually, Kool-Aid manned it out my bedroom window.
Yes!
Which is great. Because his dad didn't let him follow out the back door. See? They see one dog sees the other, not giving enough love. That's what happened with Mocha. That's why you have a broken door. You were paying too much attention. It's like if I leave with Britton and Miller, well, it's if Lee leaves because Lee's the favorite. If Lee leaves with Britton, our oldest, and Miller sees it, good night.
Logically, good night. I get it now. But, I mean, it's a door, and he's 14 pounds. You just would not think that he could flail through it.
Think about a 14-pound bowling ball. Could I roll a 14-pound bowling ball through a glass door?
Well, you could, because you're like, what, a 170-pound man throwing it.
Thank you. It's the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
You're welcome.
170-pound man. 515-244-1033.
515-244-1033.
Laser, good morning. What's your name?
Jess,
where are you calling us from?
Pleasantville.
What is your dog destroyed?
I've had dogs destroy kennels.
They just destroy the kennels.
It's impressive.
So were you mad when this happened?
No, I never kenneled again. One of them was a metal kennel.
Yeah.
I had a dog try to do that to a metal kennel, but actually just wound up cutting up her whole mouth.
Yeah.
So we had to go like file stuff down and cover up like the edges and the prongs and stuff like that. It was brutal. Yeah.
No, I can't. I've never boarded my dogs now.
The good news was, Heather, that the dog did this brand new mother-in-law's new carpet. So red blood on the white cream carpet when we got back.
Course.
Oh, yeah. It was great. She loved it.
Oh, no.
What's up, Carol?
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks for the call.
Thanks, see ya.
Laser, good morning. What's your name?
Jeff.
Jeff, where are you calling from?
Des Moines.
Jeff, what's your dog destroyed?
I got a yellow lab. He destroyed the air conditioning lines from my air conditioner to the house.
How did he even get to that?
He could get behind the unit, and then he chewed the foam off of it. But when he did, he punctured the lines and ruined the electrical cord that went to the house. So it cost me about $300 to have a guy come back out and fix it.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to say $3,000. I thought it was going to be really bad. $300 is not great, but it's still not horrible.
Well, it's one of those things, though. I'm not handy. I'm sure you are, but I wouldn't even know what to do. Like, I would be in such a vulnerable state to get taken advantage of if someone came out. They could be like, this is a $3,000 job. Because I don't know how much that stuff costs.
Yeah, no, I had a regular guy, and he came and looked at it, and they fixed it. But
yeah.
And then I had to, like, build a little box over it until he was done teething.
Oh, that's true. God, because you can't have it happen again.
Yeah.
Be like, we got to come fix these cords again.
You know,
he actually ended up doing it twice. So the second time I built a box.
That son of a bitch.
People act like dogs aren't just like having kids. They're just like having kids. You got to proof everything.
Well, dude, thank you for calling, man.
Yep, bye.
Later.
Bye.
Laser, who's this?
This is Laura.
Laura, what's your dog destroyed?
We've lost, he's chewed through two mattresses.
When you say chewed through two mattresses, like the corner or like the middle, and there's a random hole.
He's literally dug giant holes in the middle of two separate mattresses.
Now, was he trying to hide a toy or a treat in there?
Nope. Just when he was a lot younger, he's a German Shepherd lab mix.
Yeah. So.
I think it was the flip. He was trying to find a toy, not bury a toy, trying to see what's inside.
He was a scientist digging, an excavator. Archaeologist.
Yeah. He also chewed up a couple bicycle helmets in the first week we brought him home, just like through the hard plastic side.
Wow.
Dogs.
We love them.
Where are you calling us from today?
Pleasant Hill with my son. We're about to go in and see the ortho doctor.
Oh, that's super fun.
Broken arm.
Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, he's all done. This is hopefully our last visit.
How'd he break his arm?
He was roller skating.
See, the dog was chewing up the helmet to protect. He's like, don't do anything that you need a helmet for. He's trying to keep him safe.
Well, thank you for the call. Good luck at the doctor, and call again.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. What has your dog destroyed? We are rolling on Facebook at Laser1033.
Let's see. Tank the Destroyer. This is from Brandy. Tank the Destroyer has eaten cell phones, headsets, cans of cat food, and several pairs of shoes. He also loves to eat hairbrushes and people's glasses. I would be livid if a dog ate my glasses. I'd be upset with that. I promise you. Let's see another one here. This is from Alexis. My dog is broken out of two kennels. Mm-hmm. Common answer we're hearing today. One bent the metal, ate the blinds and my slippers, and the other ate through the plastic in the back of the crate, bumped it over the couch, ate the arm and a cushion through the hole that he made in the crate.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Give us your answers. And actually, post the picture of your dog,
please,
too. These monsters over on the Laser Facebook page.
At Laser1033.
Heather.
Your face looks round and bloated, and everyone else looks good. And I love that you look horrible.
Wicked.
Do two shots of tequila before you walk in, and then everything will taste great.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.